Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. Before Kim Jong-un met with President Trump, the leaders of China and Russia met with the North Korean leader to mentor this young leader on how to handle President Trump. That's the headline. Colonel Bob McGinnis from the Pentagon will come to this microphone in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
First of all, the Trump-Kim summit has been labeled by some, and especially by the president, a success. Now, do you agree, or what are your thoughts as we open up this conversation?
Well, Jimmy, like a lot of Americans, I watched the president's live broadcast press conference immediately following the meeting he had with Kim Jong-un. And, you know, he was very positive, very upbeat. He has said subsequently that it appears as if the nuclear threat is gone, that this guy's going to cooperate and so forth. I'm a bit skeptical at this point until I see some tangible results of that.
Bob, in reality, is this a new era with North Korea, or do you believe it's simply empty promises?
You know, Kim's father, Kim Jong-il, and his grandfather were both very foxy in terms of how they dealt with the West. I hope that this is not the case. But remember, Jimmy, 7 months ago, we thought we were going to go to war with North Korea. They had just exploded a hydrogen bomb. They had been missile tests and threatening with their ICBMs to hit the U.S. and Guam. They have been nothing but a headache and a real serious problem. Now, I do believe that they are nothing more than a proxy of the people in Beijing. And I do believe that Vladimir Putin sent Sergei Lavrov over there, you know, immediately prior to when Kim went down to Singapore to meet with Trump to talk to the young man, to mentor him, and say, look, this is what you're getting into. And now, of course, there are more follow-on meetings. He's off to talk to Putin in Moscow. That is predictable. That is worrisome. I know what their agenda is. It's well published. The very serious threat posed by both of those nations and how they're working in concert and how these types of proxy wars are going to lead to some very troubling future times.
Colonel Bob McGinnis with his analysis of the Trump-Kim summit. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Bob McGinnis gave us the political analysis of the Trump-Kim summit. Let me take a moment to give you the prophetic significance of this meeting. Both China and Russia are in Bible prophecy. Russia, in Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 2, as referred to by the name Magog, and China, in Revelation chapter 16, verse 12, one of the kings of the east. Russia will appear at the beginning of the tribulation period at the end. The Trump-Kim summit set the stage for this prophetic scenario of God's word to be played out in our world today. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...